Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. With you here on a Wednesday night. It is actually the, in our world, without question, the worst night of the year on the sports calendar. There is no, you can look all 365 days of the year. This is the one that always sticks out to me. The Wednesday after the All-Star, the baseball All-Star game is historically and forever the deadest sports day on the calendar. And we have reached it right here tonight on Carver and Lisi. We're going to finish it off with you. As we head into a Thursday. But that doesn't mean that there's nothing to do. I mean, please. We got a lot to do. We've got a lot of futures to look at tonight. We got no live games. We got futures, unless you're interested in this basketball tournament game that's going on at Rucker Park right now between HBC United and America for Autism. A little 66-59 game going on. So there is something to bet on Joe Live, believe it or not. Joe probably has no idea what I'm talking about either. He's got no clue what I just rambled off right there. But we got a lot of MLB futures to do tonight, including me and Joe will lock in that FanDuel promo, bet on who will win it all, and get up to like $1.50 in free bets, whatever the deal is. We're going to try to navigate that tonight with some of the favorites for the World Series. We have some other make the playoff bets, some update. They actually put just some win totals back up for the All-Star break if you wanted to re-jump in on the win totals for baseball. So we'll look at some of those. We will do a ton of football futures tonight, including we've been doing it already for the last 2 weeks, Big 12 over-unders tonight. We get back into that. And, of course, I mean, we got to get picks for the golf. The golf starts. We got the 3M up in Minnesota, TPC Twin Cities, coming up tomorrow. Tony Finau, the favorite. Believe it or not, that's Joe's guy. So we got some golf picks to come as well. Mike Carver here with you along with Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm watching a replay from 1992, Rutgers and Vatek. I think Vatek had Ken Oxendine. We got Brian Forte at quarterback for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Well, Rutgers, Joe, I can't get on you tonight. I mean, this is, I guess if there's a night to do it, you have found it tonight to watch the old college football games.
Yeah, this is it. And can I just tell you, this game was broadcast on NJN. That's how bad this game was. Rutgers Vatek, NJN.
New Jersey Network? The New Jersey Network?
That's public access. That's almost like public access. 1992. That's Brian Forte. I mean, Pharrell would know. He started his career in Miami.
Jeez, that's amazing. Well, there you go. So Joe's got that cooking tonight as well. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. So despite the fact that we don't have anything live going on, Joe, I feel like I've at least I've got the plate pretty full for you tonight in terms of things to do. I think I'm going to be able to get you through it, Joe.
Well, I mean, this World Series thing has me going. I like that. I like. I don't mind.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, I mean, I sort of like that. I definitely like that in terms of having an opportunity. I like one team. I know you like one team. we're going to talk about the Big 12, and maybe we could put together in the lab, since it's a football show. Like, I started working on some unders and overs that maybe we could parlay in terms of 10-plus wins. So, just
saying. I tried doing that last night, and you like, gave me the business about it. Like, no. You gave me the business about a 10-team, 10-win parlay that I put together.
No. I just gave you the business about it in terms of the team that you liked, Baylor.
Dave Aranda.
He did it last year. They got no depth at wide receiver. That's a problem for me.
Yeah, but wide receivers aren't the reason why they were so good last year.
That's a very great point, but I don't think they can defense. Do it on defense.
Defense is the reason why they were so
right.
good.
Absolutely so. Right. They also lost their two starting running backs. So, okay, you think Abram Smith was good?
Running backs, dime a dozen. They bring the next guy in, he runs a rock. I mean, let's go here, Joe. I mean, let's get serious with running backs, please. We'll find your running back anywhere.
Find me somebody from Vatek. I will say the Vatek 1992 unis, off the charts. They have the stripes going down. I really like these with the big VT, old school, big bar. Riddell, double face mask.
Did you watch any of the SEC today with Billy Napier and Kirby? And how about your boy Pittman down there in Arkansas? He was pretty funny, too.
I like Pittman. Pittman. I told you what Lane did when his daughter spent $721 Zara.
Yeah.
My daughter's a big buyer in Zara. You can go for your lungs in that store. Oh, but he's got the money.
He's got to calm down. All right, so we got a lot to do. We'll come back and start in on this World Series thing. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We get rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. A couple things here, Joe, from these media days today. Like we said, the SEC takes like the whole week to do. I guess, did the ACC do everybody today? Did they have everybody in there?
I think
Or
did
they
did.
Stretch
think...
it out over a couple days? Because I'm seeing quotes from like almost every single coach.
Yeah, no, I think they do it. I think they just went all out. I could double check. You know, the problem is that... We're inundated with so much info. It seems like it's over the course of one day, and these guys are making comments on the phone, on Zoom, on, you know, they call somebody up. Can we just get the season going already?
Well, I like this one, and you should too. Your boy, Cristobal, big chest. Of course, now the head coach at Miami. He's dumping the turnover chain, Joe. Wants no part of it. Canes are getting rid of the turnover chain. It's not part of our culture. UM has had the turnover chain since 2017. I like it, Joe. We got to start something fresh. You don't want that all. That's the last crew that did that. We don't want that here. We're on for
right.
a new
Well,
thing.
I think he's right with that. But you can't, it's all what the kids want, though. You need something when you get the turnover. We know they didn't.
Why do you need something when you get the turnover? Why do you need something?
Well, listen, I agree. I think you should just shut up, go back to the sidelines, and just, you know, keep pounding dirt, as we say, right? You know, keep getting it done. Let's play in a phone booth on gravel. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all about uniforms and bling. Come on, man. You know that.
And
even Georgia.
Ahead.
Georgia has the belt, the WWE belt. They got the necklace with the dog bones, you know, like those spikes coming out. It's what everybody does. Shoulder pads.
It doesn't matter. It makes no difference.
First of all, though, but I love Mario. Like, he's talking all tough. And he's a big guy. I know he's into the Navy SEAL work. Come on, Mario. But he couldn't. Where was that mentality when he had Kayvon Thibodeau, the best defensive player in college football, and they got railroaded by Utah and Tavion Thompson and Cam Rising? What happened then? And then they backed it up, too. He was so upset. He was so PO'd, Mario, that that team got railroaded again 3 weeks later, and he had one foot out the door to Miami. Are we serious now?
Mario
I'm just
Cristobal.
Saying. Big chest. I got a big chest.
Meanwhile, ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips, he's still talking 12 hours later on his opening statement. That's how long he talked for today. Quote, it remains my belief there's no better conference in the country. Well, listen, he's got to support his guys, I guess, right, Joe? He's got to support his guys. Quote, we are not the professional ranks. This is not the NFL or NBA light. This is not nor should not be a winner-take-all structure. How about this one? It says college sports should be a full neighborhood and not a two or a three gated community. Who's he taking a shot at there, Joe? Two or three gated community.
Hey, we're coming in. Is that it's
SEC and Big Ten? Is that we're taking a shot at there?
Here comes Kevin Warren with the Bentley. Hello.
Yeah, ACC's in favor of an expanded college football playoff. Of course they are, because they're not going to get anybody in soon the way that those other two conferences are going. Of course they're in favor of it.
I know.
Oh, man.
They got to do something. Here's the thing. You still have Miami, Florida State, and Clemson in your conference, right? Your job, his job, Phillips, is to keep those teams there and make sure NC State does them both. Because the one thing that you don't want, and tell me if I'm wrong, we haven't heard NC State or some of the other fringe teams, you know, North Carolina, Virginia, for the most part, be mentioned with some of the these other realignments, right? It's only Clemson, Florida State, right?
Well, North Carolina we have, yeah. North Carolina
yeah, but
has.
More North Carolina for basketball than anything.
Well, sure, but, you know, what do you mean? They got the, but, come on now.
Okay, but a team like NC
Mac.
State.
Mac Brown.
Yeah, come on, Mac Brown. Defense gave up 35 points per game last year, over 500 total yards. Sam Hartman put up like 700 total yards, even though they lost.
South Carolina still scoring in the bowl game.
Where was Sam Howell then, number one overall draft pick? Mac Brown didn't know what to do. He needed to adjust at halftime. He was having over 55 at Perkins at halftime, Mac. I mean, come on, Mac, we got to make halftime adjustments, guy. We're down, and we're 5.5-point favorites on the road in Blacksburg, week one. Hang on, I'll take the waffles with the side of eggs, please. I'm over 55. I'm 72. I mean, come on. I clipped out a coupon. I mean, really. I mean, at the end of the day, come on now. He had a great 1 year. He came on the map. He overexceeded expectations. He's the Will Muschamp. Of basically the ACC. Remember when Will had Jake Bentley? He started his first year at 9-4. Oh, Muschamp is back. Columbia Gamecocks right down into the dirt like a dart. And that's why Beamer's there. I'm just saying. Am I wrong?
Clemson quarterback DJU says he's lost 30 pounds. Well, that was his problem last year. He rated at 265, Joe. He was playing at 265.
That's why he couldn't hit the guys that were wearing the orange jerseys and the white
pants.
He's
now down to 235 and wants to stay around that weight. God, I hope so.
So now all of a sudden he's going to throw for 5,000 yards. This is what I love. Has he been? He might have lost weight, but is he in the film room? Is he throwing the balls through a tire?
Is he in the film room?
I mean, come on. What's he doing?
Is he in the film room?
Well, is he just trying to look good? Is he doing CrossFit and nothing else? I need to know these things.
Let me just tell you, Joe. I don't know what happened to him last year, but he did not look like the guy that we watched fill in for Lawrence that night at South Bend against the Irish in the night game. He did not look like that guy at all last year. At all. When he made that start when Lawrence couldn't play against the Irish, and that's the night that the Irish beat him, that was in the weird COVID year. I think we thought he was going to be great, and he sucked last year. He wasn't good at all.
No.
Everybody made every excuse in the book for him. Well, they're transitioning to new guys on the offensive line and new skill position guys. No, if you're supposed to be as good as he's supposed to be, that stuff shouldn't matter.
No, you're right. Here's the problem. So, and we talked about. I'll just say it then. When they were getting to the college football playoff with ETN and Lawrence, as good as Lawrence were, they were pounding the rock. They averaged 240 per game. The last 2 years, you look at the rushing offense, everybody talks about Will Shipley. He's 5'8", a buck 95. He should be playing at Rutgers, not Clemson. Let's just be honest. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, right, they only ran for 165 yards per game. That's 75 to 80 yards less per game on the ground. They did not have a balanced offense, so they're put into long third down situations. They dial up blitz packages. All of a sudden, the offensive line caves, and DJU is like a deer in the headlights. That's why they are not successful. So unless that changes, same thing. The offense is going to struggle. That defense is going to have to carry them. I'm just saying. We'll see.
I don't look. I know that they're still the heavy favorite to win that conference again, but he better play a lot better, or else there's a couple teams maybe knocking on the door, Joe, whether it's your boy Doran, whether it's Big Chest. Who do I like in the ACC?
Yeah, you like a little. Well, we talked about it. You like a little Big Chest, even though you're taking their like under 8.5. You think they're 8-4, and I think they're right on the number as well, 8-4. No. I think they lose to A&M and Clemson. I
mean, Miami.
Who could you really go with?
No, I mean, I can't. I'm not back in Miami anymore until they actually do something. I'm tired of every year getting on the Miami train, and then they go 7-5. I can't do it, Joe. I'm out of the mix. I need the Big Chest has to prove it to me before I go dive in again with Miami futures. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, talk about the FanDuel World Series promo and how we're going to attack it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Later on, Joe, you can tell this this Texas Tech TCU thing. You can get into that later. All right? Because maybe we'll do one of those. Did we do both of those teams already? I think we did, right? Yeah, we did Texas Tech and TCU. But later on, we can dive into that, whatever the problem is there. We've been talking the last 2 days about this FanDuel promo. So we obviously have to make our final decisions tonight for it. If you are in a state that has FanDuel, they have a promo for place an outright wager on an MLB team to win the World Series and get a bonus in free bets for each game they win from July 21st through the 31st. So 10-day window. Plus, you get a free bet to use on the MLB playoffs in October. So there's two levels to this, Joe, as we explained yesterday. There is a level for 50 to 149, which, I mean, look, you get the same bonuses whether you spend 50 or you spend 149. So if you're going for the lower level, my suggestion, Joe, is to get the most bang for your buck. You only spend 50 because that gets you the bonuses straight away. The next level is 150 or more, I suppose. So for the 50, you get $5 for each game the team wins over the 10 days. For the 150, you get $15 for each game the team wins over the 10 games. For the playoff free bet, you get 25. You get 25 if you do the $50. You get 75 if you do the 150.
I lost you about two handles ago, but that's sorry. It's all right. No, I'm just saying, let me ask you this, though. Is it because I know the bet that you get right before the playoffs is solely for Major League Baseball, but the 15 a game, we could gamble on anything, football, college football.
As far as it says here, like, you know how you get free bets now, Joe, for, whether you do that.
All right, I'm in.
Sometimes on Sunday nights, they do the free $10 SGP, right, or they do Like, I had the one with the golf this weekend with Spieth, where if you finish in the top 20, you got 25 back. You know, it's one of those.
So we're doing this straight, just so I know. This is a straight bet with the golf. No, straight bet only on...
with the golf. Do the golf later, Joe. Do the golf later.
Straight bet on the World Series. All right,
that's
it. I'm already opted in.
Okay. You're opted in. I'm out. You got to opt in for this. Yes, that's true. All right, Joe. So, I think that there's really only a couple of teams that are worth getting involved with here.
Okay.
So you have, look, I know it's chalky, but when you want to try to maximize getting as much back as you can so that you're theoretically going to free roll the 50 or the 150, depending on what you
do. Right, you want to have a free bet on the World Series, and then we get a free whatever 75 before that we could bet on a series, a player.
Right.
A
I mean, even if your team gets you to 90 or 100, you know, and then you get the set, you're technically still free rolling because you're getting 75.
Carver,
this is going to be insignificant.
Come October, this is not going to be front and center stage for me. I'm lucky I even make a World Series.
Jeez, Joe. So here's where the odds are right now. Yankees plus 300, Dodgers plus 350, Astros plus 450, Mets plus 700, Braves plus 900. After those five, Joe, there's a very significant gap. You get into Toronto 20-1, Milwaukee 25, San Diego 30, Seattle 35. Et cetera. Now, I believe you want to try to do here, Joe, is you want to try to get a team that A is going to play a lot of games over that, you know, play the most during that 10-day span and give you the best opportunity to get back your money. So the Yankees play 11 games over the 10 days because they have the doubleheader in Houston tomorrow. They are facing their win percentage for these 10 games, the games they have is 69%. Their opponent win percentage over the 11 games is 53.1. They play Astros for two, in Baltimore for three, two at Citi Field against the Mets, and then four at home against Kansas City, which is the real big hammer for the Yankees, if you can get that in to bring it home over by the 31st.
All right.
Dodgers play 11 as well. And their opponent's win percentage, Joe, 43.5 for the Dodgers. The Dodgers have, let me give you what they've got, Joe. Four against the Giants at home, three against the Nationals at home, and then four in Colorado against the Rockies.
Right.
So they play 11 games, too, which is, you know, it's significant. It's very significant. Is one of those a doubleheader, I guess, against the...
I don't like that, though. I got to be honest with you. I mean...
No, it's not. It's just that they're playing every day. Okay, that's why they're playing the every day straight, whereas the Yankees have the doubleheader, but they have a day off on Monday. So that's why the Yankees and the Dodgers have the same amount. Now, Houston plays 12, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not...
You're going to have 12 opportunities with Houston, but here's the problem with Houston. They have a pretty tough 12 games. Now, they play the Yankees for the doubleheader. They play three in Seattle, three in Oakland, and then four more against Seattle. They play Seattle seven times over those 12. Now, look, they're better than Seattle, but Seattle's hot, man. They got a 14-game win streak right now. And they have two against the Yankees. So, and I'm not rooting for the Astros, Joe, just so you know. So if you want to go root for the Astros, by all means, go ahead. I got two more for you.
I have it ready to shoot. So whenever.
Okay, but let me just give you the Mets only play eight games. That automatically eliminates them for me, Joe. Even if I wanted to play the Mets, they only play eight games over the 10 days. Your chances of getting your money, and two of those are against the Yankees. So that's just the odds aren't good for you there to get your money back. Atlanta plays nine games.
Love it.
Okay, now let me just since you love this, let me just let everybody know what Atlanta has. Over these
Angels,
nine games.
Phillies, Diamondbacks.
Three at home for the Angels, three in Philadelphia against the Phillies, and three at home against the Diamondbacks. So they're only playing nine, Joe. And realistically, you want to get six or seven wins.
I think I have a shot at 9-0.
Joe, stop. It's baseball. You're not winning 9-0. Stop, Joe. Look at it realistically,
okay.
Joe.
The Angels suck. The Diamondbacks suck.
Baseball.
And the Phillies basically suck.
You're acting like teams spit out 9-game winning streaks like nothing in major. That's not how it works, Joe. It's just
this
not.
This is the defending All World right. Series champions without
Go ahead. Free. Go play the Braves if you think they're going right, to go 9-0.
Hang on. Right. What do I have to do? Atlanta 9-1 just to win it, right? That quantifies the bet?
Correct.
I'm in. I just did it.
All right. Max. I'm not taking Atlanta. So there you go.
But you said last night I maybe could get you in, or whenever we talked about it on Atlanta.
And I know, but now you've pushed me over the edge because you think they're going to go 9-0. So now, just on that, I'm out. I don't want any part of it.
So
now.
You're doing it based off of principle because 7-2 isn't good enough.
Well,
so
listen to me.
Because Lisi said 9-0, you're going the other way. That's
well,
all right.
Well, look. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think I was going to take him anyway because I like my chances. I got two teams sitting here that play two more games than them that I think are better than them and are playing easier schedules than them.
Let me ask you a question. Yankees play the Astros, right?
Correct.
That's an easy game? That's an easy series?
We're playing a doubleheader tomorrow. I'm looking for a split. That's it.
They could go 0-2 coming out of the gate. The way Judge swung the bat last night, two strikeouts, you'd be happy they get a split. They could be looking 0-2 right in the face the way Aaron Boone manages.
All right, and then I still got 10 games left, or 9 games left, with the Orioles and the Royals.
All right. So okay. All right, well, what about the Mets? Well, the Mets you don't like because of eight games.
All right.
And then the Astros, on the flip side, do you like the Astros?
I think that, 7 games against Seattle probably isn't good. I don't want to do that.
Right. They're coming out of a 14-game win streak, and I already told you our plan for tomorrow night with that, right?
We're going to play them on Friday night, yeah.
No. We're playing Seattle tomorrow night.
Well, they're not playing tomorrow night. They're not playing tomorrow night, Joe. They're playing Friday night against the Astros. That's what we said.
I thought they were playing Thursday.
The Astros play the doubleheader tomorrow at home against the Yankees. They fly to Seattle to play the Mariners on Friday night.
All right, so Mariners Friday, and then we fade them the rest of the weekend. They're going to suck everybody in to say, because of the break, go against the Mariners, 14 games.
As of now, I'm only in on Friday night. I'm in on Friday night. I love that spot for Seattle. What could they lose the next two games? Absolutely. I'm not going to be involved in it. I'm taking my one spot Friday night.
What does it take
that I really
for
like.
You to buy into me just like one weekend? I can't
what
do,
do
it with college football. I can't do it. I could get you like 0.25% in. I can't get you into the boat 100%. How come?
That's not true at all. You've gotten me involved in plenty of nonsense in the past. There's plenty of stuff you've gotten me involved in.
We're bringing up past the performance now. I mean,
I'm saying there's a lot of stuff that you've gotten me involved with, so you can't say that. That's not true at all.
Yeah, but the stuff that I get you involved in is just to get you, like, going. Not the stuff that I love. The stuff that I love, I can't get you in there at all.
You should have never said to me you think the Braves are going to go 9-0.
So if I said 8-1, that would have been better?
They don't play enough games for me. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. I'll decide who I'm going with next, Joe. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. I just did some digging on this, Joe. You were asking about the 75 at the start of the MLB playoffs. Mm-hmm. It says here in the fine print that can be used on any market in the FanDuel Sportsbook.
So now you got a football bet coming. Perfect.
Correct. So you get it at the start of the playoffs. But it says here, playoff bonuses for the MLB playoffs will be credited prior to the start of the playoffs. Free bets may be used to wager on any market in the FanDuel Sportsbook. So there you go.
There you go. I sent you my confirm. I'm in on the Braves.
Yeah, you sent me your confirm, and you sent me like 600 other bets that you made
it's a little
in college rubbish. Football.
It's a little robust.
We're
having
some
fun.
Let me I want to get Andrew's thoughts here. Andrew, what do you like better here? What do you think the Yanks are going to do here in this 10 games? It's 10-day stretch. Two in Houston for the doubleheader, three in Baltimore, two at Citi Field against the Mets, and then four at home against the Royals. How many wins out of those 11?
I think seven. And I think the reason is because I think it comes down to, you know, coming out of the All-Star break, we don't know how people are going to be. The teams have had off. I think they've had time. And I think that from a skill perspective that I think you're going to require or at least lean on for the first couple games, especially going in Houston, I think emotions and tensions are going to be high. So I think the Yankees have a good spot, a good chance to get wins against Houston. The Yankees didn't necessarily play the best against Houston before. Right. Yes, they had a couple walk-off wins, but I think with the resetting of the season, resetting of teams, players coming back together, I think they have a shot there. I think they're going to play well against the Mets, and I think obviously they have a really good chance. You said it's a four-game series against the Royals. So
play the Royals at home for four.
Yeah, so that doesn't bother me. That doesn't scare me that much as a Yankees fan. So I think seven's pretty generous, all things considered.
I think seven is, like, I feel like I look at it this way. You split Houston, that's one. Two out of three in Baltimore, that's three. Split the Mets, that's four. And three out of four against the Royals is seven, like you said. That's, I think, bare minimum type stuff. So, and seven is right where I want to be because you're getting a pretty good amount of the bet back.
Yeah.
After that. And you're actually getting more than it with the 75 that comes at the first week of October. So,
yeah.
Who would you take in this, Andrew? Would you take this, Yankee fandom aside, with all the stuff that I've laid out for you in terms of who's playing who and who's got the best chance to win you some money back or make it basically a free roll for you, who would you take?
I don't know. It's just hard to go against the Yankees' record right now. I thought that they were really going to have issues with their starting rotation this year. And, you know, have they been perfect? No. But I think to this point, I think they've been better than anybody expected. And obviously the offense has kicked in as expected with the home runs with Stanton and Judge and everybody. So I think it just continues for the second half of the season, at least the first month, the end of July going into August.
I'll also say this, Joe. I'm kind of eliminating the Dodgers because I already have a World Series bet on them.
I know. You feel confident about that, though? Do you?
Not particularly. I don't think their pitching is as good as the last couple of years. But I think that they're always very aggressive and might add in the next few weeks by the deadline. Like, they could be the team that gets Luis Castillo, or they could be, like, I could just see something like that happening. I mean, their lineup is as good as anybody's. It's just getting guys out that worries me. So I already have the Dodgers.
All right. So if you had to take one team in the NL outside the Dodgers, who do you feel the most confident in? The Mets?
If I had to take one of the NL teams that non-Dodgers, I would take the Braves.
You would take the – so you're with me. I agree. I think somehow the Braves in a series, I'd feel more confident than the Mets.
Andrew, do you agree with me that I can't go on that now because Joe said the Braves are going to go 9-0? I can't go on that now. I can't be a part of it.
He does That's it too based much. Off of he does it based off principle. When they go 9-0, when they go 9-0, I'm going to ram it right where it doesn't shine, Garver. Because that's what you do to me. I love you more than anything.
I'm not saying anything.
You're my kryptonite with these things. You can't. I know. And what's going to happen is, when is it over? July 31st?
Yes.
August 1st, when we do the show, you're going to be there. You're going to lead off. You're going to be grinning. Braves will be like 2-7 in that juncture. I told you. Told you it was a waste of money. I told you. I know. Every Braves loss, Carver's going to have like a little smile on his
face. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. I obviously want you to get your money back on this, but I just feel like you've set the expectation, the bar a little too high. You've set it a little too high.
That's why I said I think seven out of 11 for the Yankees is reasonable.
Yeah, because you want to know why, Andrew? Because we're not gluttons. That's why.
Oh, that's not being a glutton.
If I could just say, what I know about Joe is like when he's committed to something, there's no 75-25. It's not
going the whole
60-40. It's 100% all the way. So yes, I understand why you use the word glutton. But I feel like that's too harsh, just because that's like
glutton.
If Joe said if he wasn't going in all the way, I'd be like, is everything all right? Like, you feeling okay? You need a bite to eat? You know, you are you all right? You need me to go pick up something for you? Like, that's what I feel like.
Well, at least Andrew.
That's
knows
normal
me.
For
like
me.
That. Right. Yeah. I like that. I like that Andrew knows me. That's good. That's awesome. All right. Good. So he's got my back to a degree. Love it. All
yeah, right. I don't want to be doubly invested in the Dodgers. So as much as I think that you'll get your investment back with the Dodgers. That'll be a free roll. If anybody wants to take the Dodgers, I think you'll get your 150 back, or your 50, whatever you end up doing. I do, because I think their schedule: 4 Giants, 3 Nationals, 4 Rockies. That they'll get you the wins. So you'll be free rolling the Dodgers. I just don't want to take it because I already have a Dodger ticket for the World Series. So I just don't want to have another one. I don't have any Yankee tickets, Joe, to win the World Series.
Because none of us believe they are. You know,
right.
I've
been saying that since before the season. So, but I also think they're a good. I think if this wasn't a spot where I thought I could get this to a free roll, I wouldn't even consider them. It's just that I think I'll get the bet back, and I'll be just rolling with that 150 to you know as a free roll. Pretty much.
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to size up who gives me the best opportunity to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Okay, Joe, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. We'll see how this plays out. I need 7-2 just to prove you wrong. 7-2 would bring back 105.
No, but you said 9-0.
All right.
Now, you'll be happy if they go 7-2 because then you're free rolling.
Right. Well, I would have free roll and $20 extra, right? Because 75 times 7 times 15 is 105.
And you'd actually have 30 extra.
30 extra. There you go.
Okay. Well, it's on, Joe. I'm going to take the Yankees.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I'm on the Braves, you're on the Yankees. I still can't believe this game from October 31st, 1992. Virginia Tech is winning this game 42-23, late in the third. They were just up 5, 42-37. Now they're up 12, and somehow Rutgers wins with 5 minutes left. It's incredible. Those October 31st games in college football, upset city, baby. Anything could happen. Just saying.
There's a few update. They have every team. If you wanted to go back in on the win totals, Joe.
On baseball. What, FanDuel?
Yes, they have every team up. Now, what did you get the Yankees at preseason? What did you pick them at?
92.5.
Was it 92.5? Huh.
Yep. Yeah.
105.5 at the break. 105.5. Joe's got CLV.
I think I got CLV on Detroit, too. They were 77, I think.
Will you play them to the under or the over?
The over.
Nah, Joe. They're down to 67.5. They're not going
over
77.
CLV there. CLV there.
No, you
there.
Don't. You have garbage can there is what you have. You have.
Sometimes the garbage can pays off.
Yeah, it ain't paying off on that one. That's for sure. My Nationals under was good. I had the Nationals under 73.5. Their number's 58.5 now. Seattle's going to be a tricky one for me. They're at 86.5. I got 83.5. So that's about even. The White Sox are going to screw me too, Joe.
Do you like them 45-1 to steal the World Series?
No. No, I don't.
All right.
their numbers at 84.5. It was 91.5 preseason. I need a blistering second half to get that over. Braves, 95.5. You think they're going to go 9-0 out of the All-Star break, so you should play it.
See, there you go. Here comes the comments. Every night from now until July 31st, we're going to have to hear the Braves. I can't wait till he gives the updates too, Andrew. And in Atlanta, Braves down 4-0 in the third. I told you. Can't wait.
Well, the good thing is the Brave game will be over by the time we get on. So
true. You never know. They've played some like 5-hour games this week.
Actually gave you a lot of different props here, like season-long props that you can play at the All-Star break. Why, they should offer these all the time and just update them daily. Like, I know that's a lot of work probably for them, but Aaron Judge homers, 49.5. What has he got, Andrew, 31?
Yeah.
He's got 31 homers, right?
Yeah.
So he hits 31 so far, and he only needs 18 more to get over this over. And it's minus 110 to the over. Want to play it, Joe? Judge?
Yeah, let's,
18 more homers?
On his, I know. Could we tape up his hammy just in case?
Jeez. Here we go.
Put some spider tackers. Put some of those spider tape on his shoulder or something, whatever that is.
And that's a scam, too. Can I just say that? That spider.
Oh, I know it is, but I'm just saying I don't want Judge to get
right?
hurt.
I'll just, I mean, whatever on, it takes to know, keep him I don't healthy. Know. Oh, these athletes, the tape is going to take away. Oh, the spider tape taking away everything. I couldn't get out of bed. I felt like I should have been in traction. I put on the spider tape. Three minutes later, I was shooting threes like they were going down like Steph Curry.
I'll tell you another one, Joe. I love this one. And I can't play it in New York. They only have it in Jersey. Austin Riley over 39.5. Minus 105. He's got 27 right now. He's been great for the Braves. Austin Riley, 39.5 homers. That's a real good one. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. There you go, Joe. So we're both in. I'm on the Yankees, you're on the Braves. For the prop.
All right.
For the promo, I should say. And that's that. You know Judge isn't the favorite anymore for the MVP either, right? We went over that?
No, we didn't go over it. Who's
Ohtani minus 105, Judge plus 130.
Are you kidding me now? Well, what did Ohtani do in the All-Star break?
What do you mean?
No, like, no. What did he do, like, 2 days before the All-Star break, Judge was still the favorite. So what changed?
I think it was late last week that they changed. Last time he pitched, and he pitched great. Well, of course they do. I mean, he's Ohtani. He hits and he pitches. So.
There we go.
That's why. Your boy, David Skins, tomorrow. First round leader bet, Joe.
Could this guy do it for us just once? Could he win it all?
Yes. He's like 500-1 to win the tournament, but his first round leader is 140-1.
Carver, why don't we just start doing how many tournaments are left in the golf?
You got 3 weeks and then the FedEx Cup playoffs start.
All right, so
he ain't making the FedEx Cup playoffs, just so you know.
All right, but we need him to pick off one of these in the next 3 weeks.
These guys. some light fields the next few weeks. He's going to have an opportunity. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Hour number two on the grid right after this.